Today's daf Maseches Eiruvin daf Pei. We're learning through the nuts and bolts Mishnayot of how to set up this joint Eiruv. There's different types of Eiruv Chatzeros and the Sheet of Mevos, the joining of alleyways, residence and alleyway, and the joining of the residence in the courtyard. So the first Mishnah and Amud Beis on our daf discusses the amount of food required depending on the number of residents that live in this area, in this space. When the number is numerous, the number of people is a higher number, so two meals need to be set aside for the group. And you prepare your challah, your gefilte fish, your jachnun, and whatever else you'd like. And if there are only a few residents, then all you need is one dried fig bulk, a gregarious, worth of food per person. That's sufficient. Comes the Rambam in Hilchos Eruvin, Perek Aleph, Halacha Tes, and gives a bit more definition to these numbers. Says the Rambam, Kigogeres, the Kolechad, Ve'achav, Ne'e Mabui, O Mibnei Medina, Vushia Shmona Asrei, O Pachot. So that measurement that we mentioned in the Mishnah of a dry bulk fig, per person is a small amount, that would be true when you have 18 or less people, residents. Avayim Hayumerubim, Alzev, you have more than that number, Kishesh Beitzim Beinonio, then you already need six medium-sized Beitzim, says the Rambam at the end of the halacha there, even if you had more than thousands of people as residents in this area, so using a much larger area, you still would only require two meals worth for that entire population. So this is how the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Samach has Gimel Paskins. So what happens if the food gets diminished on Shabbos? Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah says the discussion of amounts is betchilas ha'eruv, so the beginning, but it remains a kosher eruv. This amount goes down while Shabbos, after Shabbos comes in. Rabbeinu Yonasan in the Dapei Arif has a chiddush in the way that he explains this. And Daf Chavav Amud Aleph in the Rif, he says that initially we need that the gogeres for each person, but if all that's left after that first Shabbos is a kol shu, just a little bit, you don't need to add to it for the next Shabbos, since it contained the minimum measurement initially. The Magen Avraham in Shin Samaches Sif Katan Gimel puts a limitation on this. And the last line of the Mishnah teaches the fundamental that we've already seen quoted in many discussions in our Masechta, and this is that we still establish an Erev Chatzeros for the residents of a courtyard, even when there is a sheet of mavos already in place. So you have a courtyard leading into the alleyway. The alleyway you have already done the Eruv on, which enables people to carry there in the whole area. We still have a halacha, says the Mishnah, to ensure the next generation continue to be aware of the institution of Erev Chatzeros. So the Magen Avraham therefore says at this point of Rabbeinu Yohanan that you can end Shabbos with a small amount and no need to replenish for the next week. This is so long as you've also established a joint alleyway, then the Erev Chatzeros, which is to ensure continued adherence in the next generation, it will be kosher for the next Shabbos, even if only a small amount of that food is left over. But since the residential setup changed by the years of Magen Avraham, they did Eruv Chatzeros and the joining of the alleyways together, a kol shehu, a small amount, wouldn't be kasher for the following Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah and Sif Kata and Tez Zayin explains, as we mentioned a few dapim ago, that in this discussion, the shear of the food needs still be complete during Bein HaShemashos. So the measurement has to be there when Shabbos is coming in, during that in-between time. After that, once it's Vaday Laila, once it's for sure nighttime, enjoy your food, and you don't have to worry about diminishing the product. Rabbi Simon in Imer Baruch, page Kuf Pei, brings in the Gemara and Shabbos, Kuf Yitzayin and Beis, when Rabbi Asi had an opportunity to eat the Eruv bread, they'd eat their meal. They said they'd eat that for their meal. So they said, Hoyel Visavi Bachada Mitzvah, we're already using it for one mitzvah Eruv, Visavi Mitzvah Achwina, let's use it for another mitzvah, of course, the Sud of Shabbos. The Ran there brings that this was the ideal practice of the Chavivus Mitzvah, that the bread would go stale otherwise. And Ramah brings as well this practice, Halach and Shin Tzedek Dal Beis, that to eat in the morning Suda, and the reason why it says the morning Suda, the Mishnah Berurah explains, just in case one brought in Shabbos too early, then you'd have no Erev for Shabbos. But only if this was one's practice, every Erev Shabbos, otherwise one could forget to set a new one in the next week. Rav Yaakov Emden recorded in his Siddur, the Minag of the Ari HaKadosh, to do this each week. He would eat the Erev Chatzeres meal at night and the Sheet of Mevois meal by day. Although some Rishonim argued in the premise and required the meal to be intact throughout the Shabbos, we follow the Ramah that one may eat it throughout Shabbos, even if it leaves a person with less by the time Shabbos comes to an end.